WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station firefighters took care of a small apartment fire last night on the city's north side. No injuries were reported, and the cause remains undetermined from the fire off Spring Loop. College Station police responded yesterday to 4 vehicle burglaries and 3 home or building burglaries. No arrests were listed in a department significant activity report. For the second time in as many months, the College Station City Council has heard recommendations about what to include in a possible bond issue this November without giving any direction. The only council member to offer any comments at their most recent meeting was Blanche Brick.
The transportation issues alone that you've gone through tonight are 60-plus million.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what they're estimating the bond issue to be. So, obviously, we've got some problems here.
The council also heard about $2.5 million for park repairs and improvements in addition to $60 million for streets. Those lists are on our website at WTAW.com. Next week, the council is scheduled to hear what staff wants for new and existing city facilities. 2 months ago, the Texas A&M system announced a $1 million contribution to improving traffic signal operations in College Station. An update was given on Friday about the technology that City Manager Kelly Templin says can change with the volume of vehicles.
I'm not often out on the roadways at 3 a.m., but when you come to that traffic light at 3 a.m. and there's no cross traffic, I don't want to stop. It would be nice if the cameras and what have you detected there was no cross traffic and gave you the green light.
Tim Lomax of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says the first phase involving signals affecting traffic flow in and out of Kyle Field will be completed this fall.
We will be able to control signals from their shop. We will be able to see TV camera views from their shop and from the East Kyle Command Center and from the Transportation Services shop.
The next phase impacting Welborn Road south of the stadium will be done for the start of the 2016 A&M football season. The Brazos County Clerk's Office is issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
We're going to start issuing based on our legal counsel here in Brazos County. The Department of State Health Services released the new form sometime Friday evening after business hours. So when I got in this morning, it was on the website. So we're ready to go.
County Clerk Karen McQueen says there is concern from employees in her office, but she's not going to force them to issue a license if they're not comfortable because there's enough workers in her office, in her words, to get the job done. The Arts Council has announced their 2015 award honorees. Visitor Service Coordinator Rachel Hoekstra says they will be honored at the annual Celebrate the Arts event in September.
Celebrate the Arts is our big party every year where we celebrate the award winners. We give our patrons and our donors an update on what we've been up to throughout the year, what we have planned for next year.
Hoekstra says the 6 award recipients are recognized for their work in helping the arts thrive in the Brazos Valley. More information on Celebrate Arts and a full list of winners is online at WTAW.com. There's no change to local regulations about fireworks inside Bryan and College Station. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse has noticed a twist about what's being sold at fireworks stands outside the city limits.
It used to be that the only thing they sold in the fireworks stand were fireworks, but I have seen a few of those poppers and celebratory devices sold out there.
Bouse has seen no illegal fireworks sold at retailers inside the city that are offering what he calls poppers and other celebratory devices. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news today at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning at 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Clouds, a few breaks of sunshine today, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm with a high today around 90 degrees. Overnight becoming partly cloudy. Lows are going to have a tendency to drop down to about 75. For tomorrow, some sunshine. There could be a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Breezy, 90 to maybe 95. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. And it's partly to mostly sunny Thursday, and it's 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit as A&M men's basketball. Billy Kennedy met with the media yesterday for the summer teleconference and one of our first hearings from the brand new commissioner, Greg Sankey. So we'll have more on that. Plus, both the Texas teams won and Bombers baseball, I just tabulated. The Brazos Valley Bombers have scored 71 runs in the last seven games, and they'll start things back up again tonight. All that more coming up in sports about 6:50.
Long as it's more than the others.
Considerably more.
Yeah, makes it easy. Oh, so, yeah, you know, it's weird because you want to think about this being the dog days of summer, but, I mean, all in all, I guess it's all right. I mean, I'm having to be out in it a little bit, but, you know.
I couldn't tell if it had rained or if it was just sort of drippy off the roofs.
No, I don't think we got any rain. It doesn't. I mean, we got a 30% chance of that stuff out there. The problem is the heat index is about, you know, 103 or so, which is not good. From the Hugh Grant, what the hell were you thinking department, two Argentinian pilots have been fired for inviting a model who posed for the Greek edition of Playboy magazine into the cockpit to let her fly the plane. I mean, really, you know, if you've got two idiots talking to one another, I guess they can really come up with a bad decision. You know, someplace somebody should have gone, you know, you probably ought not do that. Anyway, the airline announced that the model would be banned from the airline for 5 years.
Why is it the model?
What's he do?
Man! What I'm thinking. Well, look, Greece has got their plenty of problems right now anyway. Getting fuel to fly it today is going to be one of the problems. But anyway, in addition to firing the pilots and banning the model, the airline, which is called Austral, announced forthcoming criminal proceedings against the three.
Goodness.
For putting the flight's safety at risk.
Well, okay.
Understand that. 36 passengers aboard on the jet. Now, you see, all right, so decision one, bad decision one was coming up with it. Bad decision two was when the other person said, yeah, that's a good idea. Bad decision three was her doing that. But how did everybody else find out?
When this cute little thing came traipsing out of the cockpit.
She started running her mouth and,
Or there's a stewardess that went, jealousy.
Yeah. Maybe dealing with that. Maybe. Yes, indeed. Yep.
We got a lot of information.
I smell a marketing opportunity.
How's that?
A calendar, astral calendars. Maybe not the pilot so much.
Our cockpit guest of the month, right?
Yeah, I got it. That'll work.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you say astral calendars?
That's astral. That's the name of the company. Astral.
Just checking.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:15. Getting toward the end of June here. It's day 181
Got 184 of them to go. We're about to get to the midway point. My A&M consolidated math tells me that. That's yeah. Okay, just saying. It's the beginning of. Oh no, that's tomorrow's calendar. Let's do today.
That generally speaking works better.
Yeah, I know it does. All right, so here we go. It's National Ice Cream Soda Day.
Woo! Oh,
that's all right. It's Meteor Day.
Celebrate carefully.
I guess so. And it's, you know, I think you weren't with us yesterday, Patrick. You were on another route. But Kevin and I did a rather extended explanation of it being Leap Second Adjustment Day.
I think we talked about that.
Okay, I didn't know if you were with us or not. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like a tenth of a second. But, you know, again, they make a big deal about that.
It's global warming. The Earth is slowing. We're all going to die.
That's it. I mean, because it's like 8 billionth of a second, which is, of course, the amount of time it takes for the light to turn green and the guy behind you to honk. But still, it's still, that's what it is. So let's celebrate National Ice Cream Soda Day and the birthdays of
Michael Phelps. Who would probably love an ice cream soda?
Oh, he would.
I've just, anywho, he's 30 today. Fantasia, the third American Idol winner, is 31.
Oh, Brian, my God, and we're at work. I'm sorry. It says here that Fantasia is a Broadway star now.
Yes.
Did we know that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right, okay.
She's done several things, as
there
a matter of fact.
Okay.
Brian Bloom, who was in HBO's Oz, is 45. Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Mikey's 49.
Flies pigeons, you know, does pigeon things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yngwie J. Malmsteen is 52. He's a guitar god. Have no idea, do you?
Yeah, I couldn't. It sounded to me like you were just making that name up.
His name
That's the kind of name I would make up, as a matter of fact.
His name is Yngwie J. Malmsteen.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
Okay.
Vincent.
Well, what group is he with? So
he's actually a solo guy.
Oh,
he's kind
of
like Steve Vai or Joe Satriani.
Yeah.
Is that good? Doesn't need the rest of the band.
Yeah, that's okay.
Vincent D'Onofrio is 56.
He's an odd duck.
He is, but he's really good.
Yeah, he plays odd well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Typecasting, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
David Alan Greer is 60, and Nancy DeSalt is 79 from Too Close for Comfort.
You have...
No.
No.
Okay. I don't have that.
No, that's real. That's it. I guess have it. I guess had
it. It wasn't quite short enough for half birthdays.
Yeah,
right, I'll let you know.
Had I cared, yeah, I'm probably right. I had to look at that and see. But it is all right. 6:18.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hey, on Friday night, the White House, they lit up the rainbow colors following the Supreme Court's 5-4 decision making gay marriage legal in all 50 states. So that's right, just when you thought Obama couldn't possibly be any more dividing, there he tweets out rainbow hearts, lights up the White House, the People's House, in rainbow colors after 5 unelected, unaccountable Supreme Court justices decided to redefine the institution of marriage with one swift vote. Now, a mere 3 years ago, that same president, that's right, President Obama, he sided with the 40% of Americans who believe that marriage. Now, a mere 3 years ago, President Obama sided with the majority of Americans who believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. Well, he's sure come a long way in such a short period of time. And by the way, this is not the first time he's flipped and flopped and failed. He's flipped and flopped on this issue 3 other times.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes... well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now.
Some Greek banks are expected to reopen tomorrow for pensioners who don't have debit or credit cards, but they'll be limited to withdrawals of $134 this week. The move comes ahead of a referendum that could determine whether the country has to ditch the euro currency and return to the drachma. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging voters to reject creditors' demands, insisting a no vote in Sunday's referendum would strengthen Athens' negotiating hand. The Greek drama sent Wall Street into a tailspin yesterday. The Dow Industrial skidded 350. The NASDAQ lost 122. The Wall Street Journal's Paul Vigna says Greece is in a tough spot.
No matter what moves the Greeks make to try to, you know, rein in their country or do reform or whatever, they simply do not have enough money to pay back this debt.
For now, futures on Wall Street are indicating a higher open. Reinsurance and risk advisory firm Willis Group Holdings and professional services group Towers Watson have agreed to an $18 billion merger. And that's your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. So it's come to this. It's boiled down to one of the signs of the apocalypse, I'm pretty sure. Wigs for babies. Yeah. There's a new product called Baby Bangs. I'm not going to tell you where to find it. You can look for it if you want. They make wigs specifically designed for infant girl heads. That way, you can throw one on your baby's bald head so she won't look bald in pictures. Because what we needed was one more way to make women feel insecure about themselves. Let's start just after they're born. This is brilliant. The wigs go for about $30 and come in several different hair colors. They fit on the head like a headband, so you're not putting your baby at risk of any health issues. Just emotional issues down the road. Are you kidding me? We live in a vain society. Our society's so vain, we got to make wigs for babies? This is the most ludicrous thing I've ever seen. With the disclaimer that when you look at the pictures, they're horribly cute. Right, wrong, or otherwise, there's a huge difference. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps, where they're doing something kind of cool for the 4th of July. You buy a gun, they're going to hook you up with the ammo for said gun. Pretty cool, huh? To find out everything they've got in the store, including tack gear, weapons, ammo, and the coolest knives going, go to gun-core.com or their physical location on Texas Avenue in College Station, just across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Planet Fitness. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Ashley Furniture presents the Hispanic Forum Scholarship Gala, Saturday, July the 18th at the Brazos Center, featuring five-time Grammy Award winner Jimmy Gonzalez and Grupo Mas, with special guest Texas Unlimited Band. Cocktail hour starts at 6 o'clock with music by Grupo Viento, followed by a banquet and awards program along with a silent and live auction and cash bar. All proceeds benefiting graduating seniors from Bryan ISD and College Station ISD. The Hispanic Forum Scholarship Gala, underwritten by Central Texas Sinus and Allergy and The Face Place.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
625, is there anything more American than the National Football League? I mean...
very little.
All right. Well, the National Football League announced yesterday it is ending its relationship with General Motors so that Hyundai can be the official automotive sponsor in a deal that will help the Korean automaker use the league's trademarks and marketing. Also, they get access to the NFL's biggest events like the Super Bowl.
So if you win the Super Bowl MVP, you're not going to get a Cadillac anymore. You're going to get a Hyundai.
Yeah. Well, and more to the point, if you have ever been at the Super Bowl, what they do is, in years past, what they would do is they would make a fleet of GM luxury cars available to the NFL as needed. So, you know, the year that it was down in Houston, you drove by, and they're like Escalades as far as you could see. I mean, I want to say 200 of them there, all right? And it could include players as well. Well, you'll need a can opener to pry those people out of those cars. You know what I'm saying?
Here's
former NFL people who get knee injuries trying to get out of the Hyundai.
Here's the Hyundai for your left leg.
Yeah.
Here's the Hyundai for your right leg.
Roller skates. Yeah. And you know, and the guy's going to go, I just won the Super Bowl. What are you doing? I'm going to Disney World, and then they're giving me a damn Hyundai. I mean, really?
And unless this is their entree into...
yeah.
High-end cars.
Okay. Excuse me. Big high-end cars.
Right.
I thought about it from a different perspective. What about reciprocation? What if we end up with an expansion team in South Korea?
Oh, that'd be outstanding.
That's a hell of a road trip.
That really, man. But just think about it. You talk about a true world champion.
Uh-huh.
Except, you know, but just up north of there is the land where they found the unicorns. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about stadium food in South Korea?
Yeah, and can I have a side of
kimchi? Get your kimchi!
That's right. Can I have a side of kimchi with that? Hyundai says it's not saying how much it shelled out.
But, a lot.
But somewhere in the neighborhood of about $25 million per year. Now, I understand that the NFL wants to make as much money as they possibly can. But that...
Pretty much every Coca-Cola commercial ends up on every continent in the world anyway.
Oh, it does, and that's fine, and that's a good thing. And
that's an export, not an import.
Yeah, and again, if we're going to talk product usage, and you know they're going to want the face boys of the NFL to be hanging out around Hyundais. Now, I'm going to think that most people, have you seen anybody pimp a Hyundai? I mean, I just, yeah.
Did you just say pimp?
Well, I think we all know what the word means. And
I'm not doubting that, yeah, Scott. That's very hip of you.
I mean, thank you.
The Venn diagram of XP users and pimp word users.
Yeah, I know.
It's got to be pretty narrow.
Right, that's it. Well, I always like kind of being out there on the edge. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, there you go. About the same stuff that we've been having. We're kind of in that pattern, you know, 20 or 30% chance of showers that could pop up in the afternoon. High temperatures right around 90 or so. Low temperatures will be in the middle 70s. Again, it's the heat index. It's a little problematic. It's going to be up around 102, 103, something like that. Winds out of the south right now at 6, 94% relative humidity. We've got 76 degrees.
Wouldn't it be great if you could make those difficult conversations less difficult and get from them what you want? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Andro 400. I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
You know those difficult conversations when something really big is at stake? Well, one of the things that makes those conversations so difficult is...
We perform worse when there's something to lose. The moment when we have something to lose is actually when it counts the most to have the best conversation possible.
Andrea Lee, author of the book We Need to Talk, says if you get cornered into one of those difficult conversations, ask for a moment to prepare.
One of my favorite phrases is, so could I pause for just a moment? It's an easy phrase to say. It's an easy request to say yes to. And in that pause, just a couple of breaths can often make a big difference in feeling those emotions, taking the charge away. And then the conversation that ensues is so much better.
Then when you do have the conversation, Andrea recommends you ask three questions of yourself and everyone else in the conversation.
The first question is, on the topic of the conversation, where are you now? What do you think? What do you feel? Once you have that, you go to the second question, where would you like to go? What would be an outcome of this conversation? And then finally, the third question, how might you like to get there?
Asking those questions gives you more of a leadership role and helps you steer that difficult conversation, which probably won't go as bad as you thought it would.
The most common complaint that I hear is, I wish I had had that conversation earlier.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The College Station City Council has been asked to consider a bond issue this November that could include $60 million of street and other transportation-related projects and $2.5 million for park repairs and improvements. A list is on our website at WTAW.com. The only council comment from last week's presentation came from Blanche Brick, who pointed out the amount of streets alone took up what all that was recommended.
So, obviously, we've got some problems here. A lot of transportation needs that have to be met, and they may not all be able to be met with the bond issue. Or if they are, nothing else can be.
Yes, ma'am.
So I think we all ought to be aware of that and looking at it as we're going forward.
Next week, the council is scheduled to hear what staff wants in the bond issue for new and existing city facilities. An update's been given to the use of a $1 million grant Texas A&M System gave to better coordinate traffic signals in College Station. City Manager Kelly Templin says new technology will allow instant changes at any time.
We have ice, you know, we have flooding, we have these kinds of things, and this system is going to allow us to monitor those conditions at intersections, accidents. It's just that when the recent game day gets the discussion that it does is... that's when we have, you know, those fantastic demands.
Tim Lomax of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says during this season's Aggie home football games, they'll be able to monitor video feeds of intersections around Kyle Field and control signals.
Beyond that, the contract calls for us to sort of look at how else we can spend the money beyond what the city had allocated, and that's going to be probably some signals down Welburn Road. After the game, we turn Welburn Road four lane southbound. There'll be some lights that will help move that traffic along, so we don't have to put out quite as many traffic cones and barrels.
The first step was taken last month when city crews replaced controllers to the 78 sets of traffic signals in College Station. A small apartment fire last night on the north side of College Station remains under investigation. No injuries were reported from the fire off Spring Loop. Traffic was blocked in the neighborhood during and after the fire was put out. Same-sex couples can get a marriage license in Brazos County. That's after County Clerk Karen McQueen received legal advice locally and from the state. She says there's concern from employees in her office.
This is part of their job. I'm not going to force them to issue a license if they're not comfortable, but we do have enough employees that we will get the job done. The opinion from Ken Paxton basically says they could refuse on their religious belief, but the ladies I have in here are very dedicated, and we'll see that the licenses are issued.
McQueen says the state has updated the license application on their website, and until the new license arrives, a reference on the back of the current document to the date and birth of the second male or female will be crossed out. Four more U.S. Supreme Court rulings affecting Texas were announced yesterday. Three were on 5-4 votes. Justices refused to allow the state to enforce restrictions that would force 10 abortion clinics to close. An emergency appeal was granted to allow the clinics to stay open until they decide whether to hear their appeal of a lower court ruling, which is not expected before this fall. The court upheld the use of a controversial drug in executions. The Oklahoma case was the first time two justices, Stephen Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, said the time has come for the court to debate whether the death penalty itself is constitutional. And the other split decision was against the Environmental Protection Agency's attempt to limit power plant emissions of mercury and other hazardous pollutants. Texas is among 21 states that took the EPA to court. And justices announced yesterday they will hear for a second time the case of a white woman who was denied admission to the University of Texas at Austin. Summaries of those four cases are online at WTAW.com. The College Station Police Department has a scam alert. Residents are receiving a recorded message from a company offering free installation of equipment for a security system that is monitored 24 hours a day by police, fire, and EMS. Officials say police and fire departments do not monitor anyone's security or alarm system. Make sure the noisemakers you set off during the upcoming July 4th holiday are legal. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse recently did a check inside the city limits where traditional fireworks are not allowed.
What they're selling is a party popper, that, as we like to call them. They kind of are packaged and look like they might be a firework, but they don't contain the amount of powder that causes them to be in the definition.
Bouse also discovered for the first time those noisemakers are also at fireworks stands outside the city limits. Celebrate the Arts is an annual event hosted by the Arts Council to pay tribute to individuals and organizations that have made lasting local impacts in the arts. Visitor Service Coordinator Rachel Hoekstra says the event, which includes entertainment and food, will also recognize the 2015 award winners.
These award winners have been active in the arts communities for years. It's not just that they had one really good year and we decided that they needed to win.
You can see a full list of the winners and get more information on Celebrate the Arts on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7. I'm Patrick Zeiner at NewsHawk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hang on, we're not done. Yeah, I guess we are done yet. All right, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
There's some moisture moving in off the Gulf this morning. We'll have clouds, a little bit of sunshine. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm today. High temperatures are going to make their way up to about 90 or so. Tonight's skies left tends to be partly cloudy, lows overnight near 75. For tomorrow, we'll get into some sunshine. It'll be a breezy day. Temperatures tomorrow probably going to be around 90. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, sunny and 90 to 95 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The character and the talent that they have brought to our program has been really refreshing.
That's Coach Billy Kennedy on the freshman, one of the highest rated freshman classes, as a matter of fact, in the country. And they had SEC teleconference media day for basketball. We'll have more on that, plus hear from Greg Sankey, who is in his first year as the commissioner, or his first month, as a matter of fact, as the commissioner of the SEC. More on that. Major League Baseball and the Bombers are on fire. Coming up in sports, we'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes.
Well, there we go. So the White House admitted yesterday that efforts to reach a nuclear deal with Iran will likely, their words, slip past today's deadline. They're just going to slip past. Our negotiators will remain in Vienna past the deadline in pursuit of a final agreement. I would hesitate to put numbers on it at this point. Obviously, our negotiators understand the stakes in the negotiations. I got a couple of thoughts on that. I'm going to figure that, and of course they'd say it's for security reasons, I'm going to figure that both sides are staying in pretty nice digs. You know what I mean? Pretty nice hotel. So, I don't know if there's a motor court in Vienna, you know what I mean? It kind of like has the swimming pool on the outside and the metal chairs there, you know? But maybe if we, when the air conditioners drip and leak and don't work. But my thought is if we kind of put them in an area where they were a little less comfortable than, you know, king-size pillow top mattresses and staff to take care of things, they'd get the negotiations done. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so, not with this one.
Okay.
I like the idea a heck of a lot, though.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're coming out in some sumptuous ballroom talking about how they haven't come up with a final agreement. My thought is the reason they haven't been able to come up with their final agreement is that Iran has not finished making demands that we have to try to meet. You know, they're going to have one more thing that we're going to have to give them. And we haven't given them everything yet. Maybe we're begging them to say, please let us look good in some light in our negotiation here.
And they're saying, nope.
Nope, not going to let you do it. Yeah, not going to let you do it. All right, you already heard this today. President Obama has announced a proposal making nearly 5 million more workers eligible for overtime pay. In an editorial, the Huffington Post, the president said the move would more than double the maximum income of a salaried worker can earn and still be eligible for overtime pay. To $50,440. Mr. President, I know you think that America's business owners are stupid. I mean, I know you do. Obviously, you think that America's owners will just stand around and go, okay, if the president says we're going to do it, we're going to do it. No, they'll find another way to do it.
They'll hire more employees to work less hours.
That's exactly right. More people working fewer hours, they still get the number of hours that they need from a production standpoint. I know you think that you're the president and you can pass your open hand over anything and make it all better, but that's not going to happen. We've already learned the Affordable Care Act. You know, if you put the number at X for people to be eligible, American business will find a way to make it X minus one. I'm sorry. That's the way that's going to be.
Economics.
Yep.
As a small business owner, does this have much effect on you?
Well, what happens is, and I'll do exactly that. I mean, if it gets into that situation, it doesn't mean that you don't like your employees. It's just a matter of you have a template that is set up. You have to have a certain margin for you to be able to stay in business. Now, you know, the world will continue to spin without my business or any number of businesses out there, but in the grand scheme of things, what you've got to do is make it an environment that allows you to be successful. Doesn't make it easy necessarily, but allows it. And every time you put a roadblock up, one more little diversion that a business has to go through to be able to see profitability, you make it really difficult. And again, the people who end up getting hurt are the people who you're really trying to help. Make it easier for business. I want to hire people. I want my business to be successful. I want people to be able to be a part of that success. But if the government continues over and over again to make it difficult, you have to sidestep things. And again, I'm so glad I do business in Texas, I can't stand it.
You know? Yeah.
Really. If I'm having to deal with some, you know, some situation in New Jersey or Illinois or Ohio, and there are people in my business in those states, it's just tougher. I mean, it just is. But for the federal government to decide, and again, you know, the president believes he can pass his hand over it and make it all better because he's who he is. But he's wrong about that. Chris Christie is going to announce his presidential bid today. He's going to jump out of like a giant sandwich or something. What do you think?
Don't
Yay!
Know
the- yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. And, you know, I forget. I was talking to somebody the other day about why do we have this tremendous field of Republican candidates for president? And I, you know, have my theory is these are people who are, I don't know, maybe they're trying out for a job as a cabinet position. They may be wanting to pocket money. I don't know how that money thing works where, you know, you donate to the campaign and then you drop out. And what do you get to do with that money? I'm not sure.
We kept saying Obama's lowering the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe everyone's just taking a little step over.
Hey, look at this.
Is sort of nice.
Yeah.
Look at this.
It's easy enough to look at it and go, I'm so much better than that.
Yeah. If Chris Christie can jump over that bar, so that's just saying. And the thing is, I like him. I mean, I really do. I like a lot of the things that he says.
I was a fan for about a few months.
Right.
And then he started to find out where he really stood on issues. He's pretty social. I mean, he's pretty liberal.
He is. Well, New
but he's a straight shooter, and that's why I fell in love with him.
I think so. I like the plain talk.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. And New Jersey's not necessarily in good shape. I mean, the Rick Perry argument stands even stronger when you see somebody like Chris Christie out there. What's interesting is he's going to announce at his old high school in Livingston, New Jersey, where he was class president. And then he's going to lumber into a bus and head off to New Hampshire, so we'll see how that works out. Supreme Court busy yesterday. As you had the story, you know, they're going to hear the University of Texas affirmative action race-based college admission question. Again, they had looked at it, decided not to do it, sent it back to the lower court, and kind of directed them through it. Now They do feel like they're on a roll. They do feel like they're on a roll. So they'll hear that. A 5-4 vote approved the use of an independent commission to draw district lines in Arizona, steering clear of a rule that could create upheaval for 100 congressional races across the country. Think about that now. That's an independent commission. Bye-bye gerrymandering?
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and again, legislating from the bench. The court declined to hear a case allowing states to require proof of citizenship for those applying to vote in federal elections, effectively upholding the lower court ruling against Kansas and Arizona. 5-4 vote that found that lethal injection drug used in Texas, is that right, does not violate the Constitution ban on cruel and unusual punishment. I mean, I know I'm crazy, but my thought is if you know how somebody committed a crime, that's a murder, maybe you ought to have that done to them.
Eye for an eye?
Well, same way is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Because for you to, I mean, you think about it, there's some pretty brutal killings that took place out there, and you're going to put a needle in this person's arm and they're going to get to gently go off to sleep or whatever? I don't like it. And finally, the court voted 5-4 against the Environmental Protection Agency's effort to limit certain power plant emissions, saying the agency unreasonably failed to consider the cost of the regulations.
They were talking about $4 to $6 million in benefits at a cost of $9.5 million.
Wow. Again, so I kind of like that. I mean, I kind of like that they want to curb EPA, because we've talked about that. That's the new bureaucracy. That's the new fourth branch of government. So kind of like that. Not sure about the other stuff. And I don't know. I'm not saying an independent commission to draw district lines is bad. It'll just be different. And, you know, I think Texas is changing. It's getting bluer every day, I suppose. And this would certainly speed that. The Republicans cannot be happy about that, I wouldn't think. All right, 6:48.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves.
Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This is a stressful time for Texans, and that includes Texas trees. Cool, moist weather in the spring, if you happen to have that, has given rise now to the blast furnace of midsummer for most of us. Your prime concern these next couple of months will be in getting your prized landscape trees through the rigors. I have some guidelines. I'll be back with details after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. If you're trying to help your trees survive the summertime, water is your first responsibility. Trees' roots are especially near the soil surface. Probably 90% of the roots will be in the top foot of soil. Those roots will compete quite efficiently with your turf grass and shrubs, so soak the soil deeply when you do water and then let it begin to dry out before you water again. Use a coiled soaker hose wrapped out near the drip line, the outer canopy, to provide supplemental water. New trees are handled differently. Their root systems are much more restricted, often within the original soil ball, so you need to hand water new trees between turf waterings. Sprinkler irrigation alone won't be enough for new trees. You need to hand water them every other day, deeply. And while we're addressing the topic of new trees, this is a fine time to warn you of the danger of sunscald and borer invasion to the trunks of newly planted red oaks, live oaks, and pistachios. Those young trees have thin bark, so they're subject to cracking and splitting when they're exposed to the sun's burning rays. Put paper tree wrap on them from the ground up to the lowest limb and leave it in place a couple of years. That'll cut down on the sunscald, and that in turn will cut down on borer invasion. Established trees, especially large leaf fast-growing types, will probably start yellowing and dropping their oldest internal leaves. That's a reaction to the hot, dry weather. They put those leaves on back in the spring when they had promise of great moisture and cool weather, and then suddenly they realized, oh, well, we're in Texas. Let's get rid of some of these leaves. And that's what happens. Rake them up, keep the trees moist, and go on. That's all you can do. Trees can present you with damaged, even dead branches any time of the year, and you can certainly prune those out. If you're pruning oaks any time of the year, it's a good idea to use a pruning sealant. That will reduce the likelihood of oak wilt invading the trees, although it's not terribly active at high temperatures. You also ought to talk about the relationship of your trees and your house foundation with professionals. You don't want to have the tree take all the moisture out from beneath the foundation. On the other hand, you don't have to take trees out just because you have a house there. They can coexist. A root barrier is one option. A soaker hose is certainly a very good option. Keep the foundation moist. Watch your trees for early signs of pest problems, learn to recognize them, and step to the tree's rescues immediately if you see any of those problems showing up. I'm Neil Sperry, and the prime pests of summertime will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Texas A&M men's basketball head coach Billy Kennedy visited with members of the media yesterday during the SEC men's basketball summer teleconference. As A&M has one of the top recruiting classes in the country and those freshmen are already on campus, Coach was asked about how they were fitting in.
I like how young guys that have been advertised with a lot of hype, and they're still young, but just the character and the talent that they have brought to our program has been really refreshing. It's rare that you get four really good players who are really good kids. That has a lot to do with the culture that's been set with our three seniors. These kids have come in and they learned how to work and adjusted and followed right away. The three seniors that have done a good job for us already.
As for the returning seniors,
we're really excited about next season and it coming up. Our three seniors, Daniel House, Jalen Jones, and Alex Caruso, are three guys that who have had success in the SEC and success playing for me the last few years. And they're done a really good job leading some young guys that we had coming in and the remainder of our team.
And making one of his first appearances as Commissioner Greg Sankey.
My excitement is based on the fact that we all feel that we made progress last year with five teams selected to participate in the NCAA tournament. We had three more in the postseason in the NIT. Last week's NBA draft selections, I think, are a confirmation to the individual talent and the opportunity for young people to develop in the Southeastern Conference, and the fact that as we've added a network and increased not only the attention and the exposure to our programs, but also the developmental opportunities.
Aggies start things up November 13th at Reed with USC Upstate. And out of Major League Baseball, where Chris Carter and Jose Altuve homered as the Houston Astros beat the streaking Kansas City Royals 6-1. Houston snapped KC's four-game winning streak, and the Royals are 44-29. The Astros are 45-34. Astros jumped on Joe Blanton for five runs in the first three innings, and Astros skipper A.J. Hinch said the guys were patient at the plate, and they have to be while playing Kansas City.
The discipline tonight was excellent. You know, we didn't swing out of the zone too much, specifically early. And you always ask your guys to take whatever they give you.
Kansas City hangs in Houston for another day, and things crank up in H-Town at 7:10 tonight. Texas got another winning effort on the road from lefty Wandy Rodriguez in an 8-1 win over the Baltimore Orioles. Mitch Moreland hit a solo shot in the second inning and a two-run drive in the fourth. It's his sixth career two-homer game, and Moreland didn't even know the first one had left the yard.
I didn't know where it hit. I didn't see it after it fell, so I just ran to second. I was like, I know I hit it well. I can't get a single on it, so I probably should have stayed there. But, you know, thank goodness it was, you know, it went out. So, yeah, the second one was a little more, you know, I knew it kind of off the bat, so that was a little better.
Texas stays in Baltimore for a 6:05 start. You can catch that game on the Zone HD 95.1-3. More good news for Texas. Josh Hamilton says he's, quote, good to go and expects to be activated from the disabled list by the Texas Rangers today. Hamilton's been on the DL since June 4th with a strained left hamstring. He's eager to return after spending much of the season on the disabled list. He started the year with the Los Angeles Angels before being traded. If California lawmakers get their way, the NFL cheerleaders prancing up and down on the sidelines will no longer be independent contractors, but team employees. A bill approved by the state Senate and going to Governor Jerry Brown would require that cheerleaders be paid at least minimum wage if they work for professional sports teams based in California. The soccer world will be focused on Montreal tonight when the U.S. plays Germany in a semifinals game of the Women's World Cup. Americans have been sharp on defense with Pope Solo turning in four straight shutouts, including a 1-0 win last Friday over China. Former Stanley Cup winning goalie Antti Niemi has signed a three-year contract with the Dallas Stars. The deal came 2 days after the Stars acquired Niemi's contract rights from San Jose for a seventh-round draft pick during the draft and 2 days before the goaltender would have become an unrestricted free agent. Niemi won all 16 postseason games for Chicago in the 2010 run to the Blackhawks, making the Stanley Cup title. And finally, the Brazos Valley.